Well, ugly Christmas sweaters don't count. Oh, and novelty songs like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, they don't count either. But other than that, the customs and traditions we associate with Christmas are dear to us because of the beauty and the pleasure they add to our lives. Our taste buds look forward to annual holiday favorites, whether it's Christmas cookies or Christmas ale. We hear sounds of expectation, hope, joy, whether from the excitement of children, or the playlist of our favorite Christmas songs, or the melodies of concert hall or choir or church. Our imaginations get a workout as we work up shopping lists. And lest we forget, our spirits draw in deeply the wind of the Holy Spirit when we take a step back from all the commotion, the chaotic schedules, the travel arrangements, and hosting preparations, and our focus returns again to a birth. You see, our challenge at Christmas time is remembering the focus of the season. There are so many distractions, pleasant ones to be sure, but distractions from the focus of Christmas. Take the Christmas tree. Maybe you cut down a Christmas tree, strapped it to the roof of your car, and set it up in the crossroads of your house's floor plan. Or maybe you hauled your tree down from the attic or up from the basement. And maybe decorating your tree is a chore for you. Or maybe it's a relaxing mental stroll down memory lane as you hang ornaments reminding you of special places you've visited, or you carefully arrange fragile ornaments crafted by your child's tiny hands many years ago. And then you plug in the lights. And whether they're built in or you string them on the tree yourself, you know, the inspiration for lights laid upon branches, the inspiration was the view of stars twinkling through the limbs of trees as seen by a walker on one winter's night. Perhaps tinsel symbolizes the snow and ice that would fall on the tree on a hillside. Or maybe tinsel reminds us of the gossamer wings of angels. Each home's tree is distinctive to that family. But Christmas does not celebrate a tree. Ultimately, the Christmas tree is intended to focus our attention on the baby who was cradled by the rough-hewn wood of a manger. Or consider the presents. The gifts we give and receive can be sources of mystery and delight. But the purpose of a gift exchange isn't to increase our personal inventory of toys or ties or scarves or socks. Giving gifts is intended to focus us on the Christ child who was honored with gifts by the reverent visitors from the East. Even customary Christmas delicacies like cookies and candy, breads and pies, perhaps a goose or ham or turkey, those aren't the reasons we celebrate Christmas. But those foods can help direct our focus to the nurture of the newborn babe. These dark and chilling days of this time of the year are made livelier by the trappings of Christmas celebrations, like the photos with Santa, inflatable displays bobbing in the breeze of the front yard, playlists of Christmas songs by our favorite recording artists, holiday get-togethers, trips to Severance Hall or Playhouse Square, viewing holiday lights at Neela Park or the county fairgrounds or even in your own neighborhood. And in this year, unlike any other year, perhaps you consciously or subconsciously decided not to do some of your holiday traditions. If you didn't feel like cookie baking this year, or you put up just a fraction of your usual Christmas decorations, or you just don't feel motivated to send out Christmas cards, so what? You're doing the best you can, and that's okay. The physical and emotional strain of navigating each pandemic day, it saps energy and spirit in subtle but impactful ways. Like Christmas traditions that get blown out of proportion, the pandemic itself is a distraction from the focus of this holy day. So what can we focus on? Well, picture in your mind the traditional manger scene. Perhaps there's one on your mantle, or maybe there's one on a side table in your home, or maybe even under the Christmas tree. Or picture the display that's set up in our church's lobby. Maybe your manger scene includes sheep and oxen, donkeys and horses, maybe even mice and birds. All those creatures may be oblivious to the gathering occurring in their midst. But the rest of the figures in a manger scene are arranged with a purpose. The shepherds kneel before the baby laid in a manger. The magi bow in reverence, a respectful distance away from the newborn. Joseph hovers nearby, speechless in his amazement, filled to overflowing with the joy at the safe delivery after all these months and all these miles. And then Mary, of course, intently studying her infant's face, the ruddy, smooth as glass cheeks, that momentary passing frown, the cute little mouth offering up soft cooing sounds, the slightest motions of head and neck exploring newfound freedom outside mother's womb. Mary's focus is on Jesus. That's what Christmas is for. And we're invited to make him our focus too. Like Mary bent over that manger cradle, let's focus on Jesus, on the incarnation, God's taking on human flesh, on the embodiment of God's love made visible to the world in human form. With our focus on Jesus, we see how Jesus would grow in love to serve the world. God graces us with the realization that we can live like Jesus. We can serve others. We can maintain obedience to God, even in the face of temptations and challenges. We can show love and respect, even in situations that we might take issue with. We can strive to be a servant, rather than demanding that we get all the privilege, that we get all the attention, that we get all the opportunity. The tradition of the biblical prophets anticipated this gift, declaring, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Us, meaning Jesus has come into the world for all the world, not just for people who think they deserve God's favor. In time, Jesus himself would describe his role, saying, "God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life." Just a few hundred years after that very first Christmas, a Christian leader in Egypt, a man named Origen, tried to help new believers comprehend the birth of the Son of God. He described God's incarnation in Jesus. He described it in this way. Origen said, "Imagine a village with a statue so immense you couldn't take it all in. You couldn't make out exactly what it was supposed to represent. That immense." But finally, someone miniaturized the statue so you could see who it honored. And then he said, "Imagine that is what God did in sending the Son, Jesus. In Christ, we can envision God in a way that we can comprehend. Let our focus be on Jesus tonight and tomorrow and every day. Focus on Jesus. See something the world has never seen before. Like people who walked in darkness who saw a great light, a new light to illumine the path of our lives has been shined upon us. God's unconditional, unstoppable love has been shown to us in a form that we recognize, a form that we understand, a form each of us can relate to personally. God's love has come among us in the innocence, in the potential, in the hope of a newborn baby. Jesus, the newborn baby, was the focus of impoverished shepherds and wise aristocrats, the focus of a dumbfounded Joseph and a relieved, hope-filled Mary. Let everything you do to celebrate Christmas help you focus on Jesus, who was born into this world to live in your heart. Amen.